In 1524, according to colonial accounts, an extraordinary face-off took place in one of the great buildings of Tenochtitlan, capital of the Triple Alliance, the Aztec Empire as it is better known, which Hernan Cortes had conquered 3 years before. Facing each other across a room, two delegations of elite clerics battled over the nature of God. On one side were 12 eminent Franciscan monks, who had traveled from Europe in a mission authorized by Pope Hadrian VI. On the other were 12 high priests from the Triple Alliance, men who had wielded immense spiritual and political power until Cortes shuttered the grand temples and brought down the clerisy. Although the Pope in Rome had authorized the friars' mission, all 12 were Spanish, because Spain had conquered the empire, and because Spain, which had spent centuries extracting itself from the rule of African Muslims, had experience with powerful alien ideologies. Analogously, the priests of the Triple Alliance were probably all Mexica. The Mexica were the dominant partner in the alliance, and they had founded and populated Tenochtitlan, the empire's biggest city. The Franciscans' mission had begun with a request by Cortes. Cortes believed that the military conquest of the alliance had to be accompanied and justified by an equivalent spiritual conquest. The Indians, he said, must be led to salvation. And he asked King Charles V of Spain for some priests to do the job. In turn, the king turned to the Pope for his blessing and advice. Cortes did not want bishops and pampered prelates, wrote historian William H. Prescott, who too often squandered the substance of the church in riotous living, but men of unblemished purity of life, nourished with the learning of the cloister, who counted all personal sacrifices as little in the cause to which they were devoted.